This is a copyrighted work. Unauthorized copying or distribution is a crime punishable by up to 5 years in prison and a fine of $250,000.
Scholastic Audio presents Scariest Book Ever, a Goosebumps House of Shivers story by R.L. Stine, read by Pete Cross. Part 1. 1. Please don't leave us. Uncle Wendell loved to make up strange and frightening stories. So when he told my sister Betty and me about the scariest book ever written, we didn't believe him. We knew he was trying to scare us. We were on to him. We only pretended to shiver and shudder. Of course, we should have believed him about the scariest book ever. Because that story about the book was true. The truth is, Betty and I didn't want to stay with Uncle Wendell. As we made the long drive to his house, even Bellamy, our dog, was barking unhappily in the back seat beside us. Bellamy is a 5-year-old shepherd terrier mix, and he's usually an angel in the car. But he knew something was up. He knew we were heading somewhere new and strange. So he didn't stop yapping. We had been driving for hours. Trees whirred by in a green blur outside the car window. We were racing past some kind of forest. "Mom, listen," I said. I leaned forward in my seat behind her and tapped her shoulder. "Stop tapping me, Billy," she said. "You're like a woodpecker. You've been tapping me the whole drive." "That's because I'm trying to get through to you," I said.
"You two have made your point," Dad growled, hunched over the steering wheel. "But you don't have a point. The only point is on the tops of your heads."
Dad was a stand-up comic before he went into real estate, and he still thinks he's funny. "We know you're anxious about staying with your Uncle Wendell," Mom said.
"Anxious?" Betty cried. "We're not anxious. We don't want to stay with a total stranger for 2 weeks.
"Not so loud," Dad muttered.
"I can't help it. I was born with a loud voice," Betty replied.
Betty is tough. She never lets Dad have the last word, and she never pretends to laugh at his jokes like I do. My sister and I are twins. Billy and Betty, the Arnold.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?